All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. How are we all doing? Fun, fun, fun in the sun. Thank you for joining me again today, and thank you so much for all your subscriptions and prescriptions. This is a very valuable tool for you coming down the road here. Keep in contact so we keep up to date with your contact information and a few people I didn't get to this week by phone. My apologies. Maybe we'll get you on the call today, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, we'll do timelines after this show, as you know. I'm going to go over some real obvious timelines. If you want to pull up on that show, you want to pull up a Ben Fulford report for November 14th, I'll show you a couple obvious ones that can and cannot affect us on homesteading, etc. Today, I'm going to go over the potential errors and redactments that have been submitted. Read a homesteaded edited version, which is now updated. PRQ team is headed to the Southwest. One member is anyway. And I want to conceptualize with you all about what we can accomplish and take some flack for you before you get reckless. Although I know many of you, I can't stop anyway. Thank you very much. And then talk about next steps for the publication. So by now, if you're looking at, thank you, BBS Radio, and thank you for the people.space. If you go to the BBS Radio front page for PRQ Homestead, you'll see that there's now an update. Forgive the redundancy for the people who've already looked at this. Yet it's important that we get this information verbally pushed into our reality so that it gets more weight, more content, more capability for you. And we get to record it for redundancy and many other things. By now, you can, if you go there, you can see what the golden seal looks like on the embossed golden seal. And I see we haven't showed you the backside, but it's hard to redact the backside because you'll know which office and so forth, and give the employees at Bureau of Land Management a little break there. And although it's easy to look up all their information. The example edited version where it's not in choreograph is up there now. And that's the help we probably need to start looking at for people to edit into our common language or outside of calligraphy so we can read it and understand it and look for errors from territory to territory. So an agent in one geography may write the homestead words differently than in another agent. And back in 1856 or whichever the date it would be. That's the second page. Third page updated. Thank you, PRQ team, by the way. The no trespassing sign posting notice. Notice that it goes to the county sheriff. That's page 3. Lead county commissioner, county prosecuting attorney, director of the planning, governor of the state, attorney general of state, or any other officials. If you're doing it, if you're doing this in a county that has construction and permitting overview on your address to your house or new build, a very powerful tool. Many of the geographies I've been in this year, the building permitting process is getting obscenely strict. And not only the energy codes are backwards, the definitions and location in which we can build compared to where we used to be able to build is getting way out of line in most of these counties. So anyway, the revocation of implied license is a very fun law to understand, and you can do that on your own. The next page, fourth page, is notice to public servants, agents, and other persons of public service. So this is the document you would cite someone who came on your property when you asked them to leave. They didn't. Then you cite them. For me, being aggressive when this happens is not counterproductive to our hearts. And we will only request simple peace on our property. This is really the only purpose of it. But this tool is now actionable in a federal court, a U.S. Marshal as well. A U.S. Marshal would be assigned to something like this. I can tell you I have given two of these out to two different sheriffs. And they don't bother me on any of the properties anymore. So it's unfortunate, but it has to be done to remind these people that we live in the United States of America, not the county within a subsidiary of a state. As you can see, they're trying to turn us into Europe, in America, Canada, everywhere else, to have private 50 countries, 50 laws, 50 rules, 50 presidents, we're calling governors. So it's not that these local governments don't serve a purpose. It's that we are now so suppressed in decision-making because we've gotten larger. Our word is harder and harder to hear, and the lobbyists are the ones winning the war against us because they represent the cellular phone companies. Lobbyists represent the pharmaceutical industry, the lobby. So how much time do they have to hear the common man is less and less. And by the way, they just got another 100 emails from the guy that pays their check every week. Okay, next page. Excuse me while I look at my notes here, make sure I'm on track. I get off track pretty easy with all this material because it is granular. Let's see. Notice and acknowledge it. Okay, we'll get down to my list. Make sure there's no other updates I've missed. Thank you. Am I still online? You still got me, BBS? Thanks. I am back. Thank you. How much did I get? Not sure how much you guys got of that, but got a little interference today. Nothing new. You guys are used to that. All right. So let's go over last week's stuff. One of the reasons we've somewhat trickled out these documents to you and played with the way to redact information and get your feedback is we're watching portions of AI software or direct communication manipulation from an outside entity. So when I send something, so what I'm telling you is you can't believe the digital word ever, because the manipulation potential is always going to be there until we gather all these individuals up and understand what the motives are, agendas, and this is one way to do it. So when we get successful, you've seen many of the shows manipulated. Sometimes they get turned up, and you could say it's just technology failure, but the consistency and direction in which it comes from, we know better. So as much as I don't want to give it power, but it's really good news that the intelligence community gets to watch us and see our success and who is doing countermeasures. Again, I'm going to take calls here. I've only got a few more minutes of dialogue here. I'll take calls. As soon as BBS fills my chat room, thank you so much. All right, the homework for last week for me was potential errors in redactments. And the one that was brought to our attention was in the Declaration of Grantees Assignee Notice and Claim of Forever Benefit Original Land Grant section, that's a lot of words, quickly, there was a contradiction between the submittal for et al. This is commonly used in shortening the name of a case or abbreviation, and at SEC. And this makes perfect sense that I fumble words somehow, some way, because I've been such an advocate against the English language. And Latin's probably in there pretty quick too. I remember the first time I spoke with one of the clients of Max Steele, and he asked if we could speak in Hebrew with the client, and I said I don't mind. I don't necessarily remember it. It was 2015. Oh, so refreshing to have a language that you could share your feelings with in words a little better than the English language. Anyway, the contradiction is with at I believe the customer that called us last week found a contradiction in the Declaration of Grantees section, and on the subsequent submittal, it would recite et seek, which would be to include number lists of pages, and or et ux, which would be to include deeds, tax, assessment rolls, and other documents to form. That's usually the terms they use to name a case and or add names to a case. Anyway, the person that called in last week, forgive me, I did not write down your name, on my documentation submitted through the internet, I do not have that revision. So if you could remind me where the revision is, I can see it digitally, but physically I do not see it. So anyway, if you could call in and remind me where that potential misinterpretation is, I'd like to see that. Okay, getting over to the calls. We should have Robin in. She's always the first one in. How does Robin get in here every time? BBS, I'll talk to Robin on Michigan. Almost got arrested at the Register of Deeds. Okay, Robin, tell me about this.
Okay, so I went back down, like you said, to take all my documents with me on Monday. Had everything signed and notarized by the bank. And when I got there, they said that it was not a fileable document. So I shared with them the information that I researched about the documents that they are supposed to file in regard to property ownership. So when I shared that information, she took the document back to the lady in the back and came back out and said, nope, we can't file it. And I said, okay, well, if you can't file it, I need something in writing just explaining as to why. And they refused to do that. And I continued to ask if there was someone else that I could speak with, like Mr. Fairchild, who is the head of the Register of Deeds. And the lady told me that I needed to leave, and if I didn't, she would call the police. And I said, call the police? Why would you call the police on me? I'm just trying to get my documents filed. And as a public server, and I am the public, it is your job to file these documents that I'm requesting. And if you don't want to, that's fine, but I need something in writing as to why. And the next thing you know, the security guard came up and asked me if there was a problem. And of course, I explained to him what I was doing. And he said, well, her boss is not here. And I said, well, when will he be in? Can I get in touch with him? And so they gave me a number to call. So I proceeded to call him twice that day, and I never got any response. So I went in again on Thursday to see if I could get an appointment, or maybe just hopefully he was in the office, but nobody seemed to know where he was. And then finally, the girl came out and said that Mr. Fairchild has told us to tell you that he will not be meeting with you because your document is not fileable. And I said, okay, hold on a second. And I had my recorder on. Could you repeat that again? I said, so what you are saying to me is that Mr. Fairchild is telling you to tell me that my document, my notice of acknowledgement and delivery and acceptance of my deed, which I filed in this office 3 weeks ago, this document is not fileable. And she says, yes, that is correct. And I said, okay, thank you so much for your time. And then I had left. I was a little bit bummed. So yesterday, I get a phone call 15 minutes before 5 o'clock. They did say that they were going to consult with their corporate counsel. But I got a phone call at 15 minutes to 5 yesterday from that girl telling me that Mr. Fairchild said that I would be able to record my documents in their office on Monday. So, my question to you is, since this document was dated and the witnesses and everything from Monday the 18th, will I still be able to take this in on Monday to get the same document, or do I need to redo everything all over again?
I wouldn't redo it because you already were in process. So
okay.
If you had, you know, a lot of these places are a little unorganized, pretending to be really organized. Any, you know, you could probably get an affidavit saying, hey, we rejected you last week. You know, maybe, okay. I don't suggest you be sneaky or anything, but there's some kind of correspondence you could record to cover you. But great job. Great job. Now, here's what happens in this situation. Okay, and this is why the notice to all of these offices is so important. Okay, so Jan in the front desk here, whatever her name is, says, I have no idea what this is. I've never seen one of these before, and I'm not supposed to do something. I don't know what it is and where it goes. Okay, so the reason that you send simultaneously notice to your county commissioner, governor, attorney general, is that this person's boss went to their legal department and most likely at the attorney general's level. Am I allowed to process this? And then, so you have to actually teach them as you go. And you've done a great job being cordial and making these advances. Very, very proud of you. But we're just re-educating people that this is the right way to title property. Thank you so much for your bravery and your tenacity.
Thank you. And I did go ahead and get the step two done. I had that also notarized. I went to put my public notice up. I also have it on my property. So I followed through with the other steps, even though they gave me pushback on this because I wasn't sure if I should go ahead even without getting this filed. And I did. And I hope that was the right process. So everything is where it needs to be. I just need to get this filed on Monday then.
Very good. Please keep up with me. I thank you for your correspondence. I did see your publications. And I do my best to be responsive through the shows, not through the electronics, if you don't mind.
Okay, no problem. And one last question. The person that I talked to you about in Okaloosa County in Florida, did you have a chance to look in on that? Or
I did review it, and it's got foul play all over it. And I want to be careful what we do next here. I will call direct to you. Would your friend there have a problem talking to me directly?
Not at all. If you would like their number.
She can go by an alias, but I found the record anyway. But, you know, if she feels comfortable talking with us, probably be one other person with me. I'd like to get
her opinions. Okay, and how would she go about that?
I'm going to go ahead and give you 1 day notice when I call you and ask to make an appointment. Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely.
So 1 day in the future, sorry, I have to do this. I'll be calling
that's
you.
Okay.
Asking you when can we all three of us get together, if that's okay.
Okay, absolutely. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate it. And thank you so much for all your help. This is so exciting. I was so excited yesterday when I got that phone call. I've been dancing all night. It's just, I'm like so geeked out on this. So, and I'm learning so much as I go. And when you tell people to learn the meaning of, what is it? The notice of deed, the delivery of deed and acceptance of deed, all of that really makes sense when you go in and you have pushback like that, because you can actually talk the language to them so they understand it. So it helps.
Thank you so much for your call. Thank you so much for your call. And BBS, ready to move on to Teresa in New York. County has eliminated records and they can't record any homesteads. This ought to be good. Teresa from New York, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello. What a great story for Robin there. It's just incredible.
It's a similar issue as Robin just presented to you. Our county has eliminated all miscellaneous records, and they're telling us that there's no place to record our homestead documents. I've been in touch with the county attorney, and I'm waiting. I've explained to him why they must. I've given him certain real property code sections which allow for this, but I haven't heard back yet.
Okay, so Teresa, here's one suggestion I have that has worked pretty steady. So what you can do now is you can take our sample and you can say, okay, what you can do is find any homestead in your county, first of all, get a copy of it, and where it has been recorded in that county in the past, whether there's 100 years ago or 50 years ago or 10 years ago, and say, okay, how come these people could do it, but I can't? That's one way. Or how come Robin in Michigan can do it and I can't? Or the people in California, Nevada. So all these other counties and these other states, they allow this, but you don't. Tell us why. And you're real cool kitty on this. And when you get a response, you just go straight to the attorney general. Just go right to the top and say, they won't let me file record of my land. Don't make it a homestead. Make it, I want to put a record on in this office saying what I am describing as my home. Their only job as a county is to record things.
Correct.
So that's all they're supposed to do. They don't have any say what they record. So if they don't want to record a homestead, why would that be? Because they know they can't tax you anymore.
That's right.
especially New York. New York is very good at this topic, and they've been trained on it. But you will have great success because once you go up to the higher levels, they know that they're liable. So what else can I help you with today?
Once we've completed step 1 through 4, I personally am in an active foreclosure. Must I do anything proactive in the federal courts, or may I simply allege this as an affirmative defense and tell them you're out, I'm federal, not county?
Yeah, so you got to get all your steps done though.
Yep.
These banksters are savvy. They know, but most cases are going to sell your debt to another bank, and that'll buy you another
bank.
They
sold it 7 times.
Yeah, they won't stop. And I'll tell you why, because they don't they're not able to put out loans anymore like they used to, because the whole thing's upside down, as you know, the mortgage industry. The way we assess the value of homes versus the risk these banks aren't capable of taking, let alone the volume of people that have the 20% to put down to take away their risk, is decreasing all the time. So they just rather take an opportunity to make and package another debt, because that's all they are, is debt record. They're just debt revolving doors. So you see the game, you're savvy. They'll keep selling it.
Yes. Yep. They sure will. May I ask you one other question?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Regarding back to the Robin issue. Would it ever make, one of the things I thought about doing, and I said to the county attorney, gee, why don't I modify the caption of this document and call it an affidavit and declaration of property, and take your caption and put it down as the first paragraph. So if it placates them, if they're familiar with the concept of an affidavit, would I be compromising the documents to make them feel warm and fuzzy by doing that?
Yeah, you don't want to mess with the sequence of events.
Okay.
But you can ask for a formal response from the county attorney. Now remember, the county has no interest in the country. They have an interest only in the county. Right?
Okay.
They're paid by the county commissioner. They're paid by the county, all the county hierarchy of systems. They're a master at letting the state you're in be their boss, etc. So you don't deal at that level. You only get responses from that level. Does that make sense?
I understand that. Yes, it does. Thank you. Thank you for that.
You betcha. So get communication from them, just like you saw Robin was saying, okay, just no problem. I got you. You won't let me file this. Just put in writing why, so I know what to do next. And here's where the line is. It's always going to be the county prosecuting attorney and the attorney general of the state. Those two are your helpers. Even though the county prosecuting attorney is working for the county, he has an obligation to respond to you. He has to respond to you.
Okay. Thank you.
So as an example, yesterday I was in the county recording office and they wouldn't allow me to come. Could your office explain to me why that is? Because the county attorney will have to respond. and they say I have no idea how to help you. You say, my attorney says you have to help me. How would you guys like to proceed?
Okay. I can do that. Thank you.
No heavier words than that. Hey, and the phone calls are far stronger than the written word. They really are. Hey, I just wanted to get on your docket today and ask, what do I do in this situation? Always put your statements and questions. Yeah, I don't understand how this works. All the people I work with say, I should be able to do this. What do I do in this situation? Always put yourself in a question, a loving form is my suggestion. Any other questions for me?
No, not today, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Teresa. Right on. So New York, thank you for your call. So New York is a really fun one. So we there's already winds in there, and there's already a lot of homesteads obviously recorded up there. Upstate probably more than downstate, but should be able to find legacy land patents, homesteads that are under 100 years old. So in each one of these counties, they figured out that if these people don't pay taxes on their farm, I think Woodstock is probably a good area to look around at too. That's a perfect tool. Okay, so we used to be able to do it and now we can't. Is that what you're saying? Or we just don't do it anymore. Is that a law that we've passed in our state? You have a lot of opportunities there. Okay, next call, Christine from Nevada. Calling back from last week, question about verbiage on documents. Oh, boy, I love this one. Christine.
Hi.
Are you there, Nevada?
I'm here. Okay, so it was, I noticed that the verbiage on this is actually on both documents. It's on the acceptance and the declaration. So right below the land description, there's a note. And accepting is in three different sentences and spelled differently. So it's just a little bit confusing.
Yeah. Now, spell the words, and then this is how bad it is. My document will look different than the digital document. And so now we have to figure out why and how the individuals are doing this and or the software is doing it. Now, spell the exact word, please.
Okay, so accepting is spelled E-X-C-E-P-T-I-N-G. And then in the second note, the second paragraph, it spells A-C-C-E-P-T-I-N-G. But the sentences are very familiar. They're almost identical.
Yeah, now I can see it on the digital one. I'm gonna defer to you to make the decision. And the reason I'm gonna defer because I feel that this tool works regardless.
Okay.
It just worked over and over and over and over again, and that granularity is something that could come up in court, but not on the recording process. I don't see any problem with it one way or the other because it's a play on words. The English language is designed that way. I don't see a problem with this.
Okay, then I'll just leave it as is.
Yeah, it's just, this one's worked continuously. If someone wants to catch you that you misspelled your name, semantics. I just don't think we should bother ourselves with it. Use the intention and, you know, the fortitude of your desire to do this is all you need.
Okay, thank you so much. Then I'll go thank do you. The recording on Monday. Thank you.
Thank you okay. so much. Mm-hmm. Have fun. All right, Nevada's going to hear from Christine. I love this. These are great calls. So it doesn't take much time for us to get some momentum because we got light in us, huh? All right, Troy from Oregon. Next caller, BBS Troy from Oregon. Solano County update. Can't wait to hear this one.
Basically, I was very privileged to be able to get a hold of your Rumble channel. And in reviewing your Rumble channel, it had an amazing bunch of small snippets that were important to review. In June 2024, it specifically talked about how we're going to have to make them or get them online with our being able to have and keep a place for us to have peace. So the purpose of this is to actually get peace. All of this mumbo-jumbo and stuff I'm unfortunately very good at. And that's why I gave you a call today. Because California is very developed in their ability to reject filing anything they decided not to file. Specifically in my case, I had an agent go there because I'm in a hospital. And I had him go and actually go and try to do the recording for me. He received this little piece of 8.5 by 11 paper that had a chicken scratch on it, trying to act like it was actually a wet ink signature. So I basically immediately, because I knew from stories before, it takes like 4 months to get them to finally agree to actually record a document. Because you're going after their surety bond, because you asked them for their surety bond to indemnify you and to make sure that you are protected in case they do something wrong. So then they respond and they allow you to do the recording. So in this case, because I wanted to be aggressive, just like we talked about in June, is I sent them a FOIA, Freedom Information Act. The reason why you want to do that, the FOIA, is because it has a 10-day expiration period. You're actually receiving a contract. The contract goes, look, just file my papers. And if you do, great, wonderful, thank you very much. Now, because they're not, going to the FOIA immediately puts them into a bind that they must respond in 10 days. If they fail to respond in 10 days, then you can give them the second notice and the third. And when you give them these notices, you're forming a what's called a contractual constitutional, what do you call that word? Common law contract. So what happens is, I'm having both of these things running at the same time. I'm actually posted my final fourth or third stage at a library, and I'm having that certified each time, each week, for a total of 31 days. Now, Ron Gibson wants us to do it for 61 days, but I'm going to actuate the statute of the 31 days to make sure I get that in. I'm filling in the back of this, so we got the grant deed, we got the notice, we got the original land patent, number 4 is the forever benefit, and then number 5 is the pertinent documents. I basically have this already posted, and I'm actually having it seasoned at the library right now. What's happening is I'm going to eventually get notice of acknowledgement, delivery, and acceptance, and the guarantee forever benefits are going to be filled into, because I already have those in the file. But now, instead of them just being certified by me as an American national, I'm having them filled in with the newer ones. One technique that I'm trying right now is exactly what you said. It's going to be on top of the FOIA, because the FOIA has to expire for 10 days and then I can take the next action.
Outstanding job. Outstanding job. Really brilliant. May I ask you a question?
Rick, I'm going to... I'm listening, dude.
Yeah, I'm breaking up a little bit. Thank you for your call. Let's see if we can... Yeah, I'm curious, coming forward, how Solano County treats you. We have a couple other folks running through there. So the increase in population of us doing this around the country is going to help a lot. And that's the synergy that we're going for here. It's the more of us doing this and to correct our remind everybody of our true process, due process, you'll see that we're the first wave of offense for this. And as we get more population doing this, it's going to be a standard. This is our country. Our land was given to our country, to all the people, et cetera, et cetera. It'll get more commonplace, but this first wave of us, we're way shores. And our intentions for peace and harmony with as one with God on our planet as gods, it's got endless power. Okay, BBS, going to next call, Sweden. Jenny from Sweden, homesteading and land patent questions. Jenny, are you there?
Hi, Q. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi, thank you so much.
I finally got my title deed, but I really don't know how to go forward because I don't know yet where to register.
Okay,
and it's only a plain copy.
Very good. All right, so my girl in Austria listening right now is going to help with translating English into Swedish, and probably be able to do Norway, Germany. I have people wait as well to do Norway. Let's see, the other one is, I believe, Lithuania. Anyway, so for the most part, I was waiting for you to see how far you could get on your own. And now I'm encouraged to go ahead and put us on a conference call with the translator. And I want to thank you for your hard work. I look for, pure power from you first, and then I push hard for you. The opportunity we have here is pretty grand because of the monarchy in Sweden, as you know. Notice the only people who have money in Sweden are who?
Excuse me, again?
Notice the only people who have money in Sweden are?
The only people who have money in Sweden?
the big cheese there is their monarchy. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And by the way, how many homes are for sale in your neighborhood?
Oh my God, so many.
Yeah.
I think it's increasing.
Yeah. So that's because of the succession of inflation, and we can stop it. And that's what this is really about. I don't need to bow to any king or queen ever again. And that's that. And then having a legacy with Swedish genetics, Scandinavian genetics, it's very passionate for me. And so I will help you all day long.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Do I have your phone number and other current or contact information you'd like me to reach out to you?
Yes, you have on BBS.
Okay. So I'll be calling you and we'll get this squared away and we'll get you advanced, okay? Did you hear me? Anyone? Bueller? All right, BBS, am I still here, BBS? Am I still here? All right. Let's see. I think I can do. Okay, I'm still here. Let's see if we have. Let's do one more if we can. It's going to be a quick one, though. Let's see. John from Canada. Questions about progress of land grant. John, love to hear the Canadian story. Please, John, are you there? Line four.
Hi there, Q. Nice to hear from you again. Talk with you again.
Thank you. And my great honor and love to you for your bravery.
Thank you. Of course, I talk to you every day, just not over the airwaves. Q, as you know, I'm with Carrie's group, and we had sent in a note of updates and progress on the whole group's progress to date. It was on Thursday, I think, and they're just wondering if you received that.
If you could put a special note to it and send it in one more time and say,
okay,
meeting request is the title of your, and put John from Canada, meeting request, John from
Canada. It may come from Carrie. She may do that, and I'm sure she's listening.
No problem, as long as the subject's in there, and we'll set up a conference for you all.
Right.
Okay,
great.
You just can't trust. That's why you just got to pound on me all the time and pull from me all the time, and the mermaid for that matter, is and the PRQ team. We're seeing deliberate lost communications to us, and so that's good news for me because we can see who's distracting us. So my apologies for the repetitiveness, but this is it's a lot of help if you just keep drilling me and grinding on me. Any questions today, John?
Awesome. Yes, I have two questions. Now, on that note that Carrie said in, it's quite detailed. And at the very end, it's Eastern Canada, which I'm representing. And so I have everything that I've done to date. And I have a couple of questions. Would you mind, it won't take me long, to read down through what I put on that list? Would that be okay?
Probably. I'm probably going to get off the air here in about 1 minute. Yes.
Oh, okay. Respect. All right.
Just know that my focus on your group is very keen, and I like to see how you all do on your own, and I like being late because I don't want to control your life and create timelines that aren't yours, and that's why I do it this way. So the more you pull on me, the more demand and desire of me I can see and feel, and your absolute passion. Does that make sense?
All right. It does. Okay, so the Wayshores, which is one of our groups, so we'll talk about this and get right onto it for you. And I wanted to mention one other thing, and that is that both archive offices that I deal with one in Nova Scotia and one in New Brunswick, they've been very kind, very cooperative, very, very good with it all. To the point that the last time I was there, I supplied them with a pizza lunch. They were very grateful for that. But I just wanted to give them a plug because they've been very, very helpful here in Eastern Canada.
Great job. You know, John, sometimes it pays to be a suck up, doesn't it?
Well, it does. You get more flies with honey.
Thank you for your call. Thank you for your call. All right. Oh, man. I've got to move on. Mike and Leah. Aloha, Leah. Lee, excuse me. I got to move on today. I'm going to go on to timelines. I got some pretty heavy stuff to get into on timelines. Join me for the next hour. I love you all so much for your advances on this. It's really working, and I'm just so proud. Just so proud to be in this reality with you. Thank you so much, BBS Radio, for the people.space. See you in the next hour.